Hello, lovely hogs. Andrew here, and we are so excited to bring Trusty Hogs Live all over the world. Yes, as you listen to this, we have one date left in Australia at the Sydney Factory Theatre. That is on the 27th of April. And then we are back in the Northern Hemisphere with Dublin. Yes, we are so excited to come to Ireland for the first time. We're bringing Trusty Hogs Live to the Laughter Lounge on the 4th of June. Tuesday the 4th of June in Dublin, there's going to be an Irish history lecture from Heather. There's going to be drunken karaoke. There's going to be problem solving. All sorts of chaos. All the usual. It is not to be missed. Make sure you get your tickets early because we are expecting to sell out. TrustyHogs.com/tour for all the tickets and info. That's Dublin on the 4th of June. Then we are into July with Bristol, Brighton, Edinburgh in August, London at the Clapham Grand on the 16th of October, and then we close out our tour in Manchester on the 6th of November. So make sure you go to TrustyHogs.com/tour. Get your tickets quick because some of these are already sold out. Some of them are very nearly there, and we cannot wait to see you.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello!
Good day from down under!
Oh no, we're not doing it already. And we still haven't learned the accent. Hello and welcome to...
Come on.
Stop it.
Where my stop it. Is it?
Oh my God, this is hell.
That's slang for a cigarette. I got told.
Is it?
Someone told me that.
Yeah, that doesn't make it true. Hello and welcome to episode 131 of Trusty Hogs. We are in the studio in the upside down land. So upside down is the land that Helen and I are here, and we have our producer called Nathan, who's a straight man instead of our gay English Andrew.
I love it. Finally, a straight podcast.
Everything's in reverse. This is not a straight podcast, and you goddamn know
I'm straight, Nathan, just so you know.
He does not. The
He's
man does
smiling,
not care.
And doing a big double thumbs up.
It's called fear. What you're seeing is fear.
Step forth the trusty hogs. Yeah, you're gonna give them your problems and they will solve them. Or maybe they won't, and that's your problem. They'll have guests and Andrew White on the tech. Oh, it's Helen and Catherine as the trusty hogs. Trust the trusty hogs, or maybe not.
Hello, this is a podcast where we tell you about obviously our perfect lives and then we answer your listener problems because gosh, you've got a lot going on. Helen, how was the flight?
I got so lucky.
Talk to me.
I got so lucky. So obviously the last couple of episodes we've been talking like, oh, we've got this long haul flight coming up. Like, how are we going to survive? Catherine went premium economy. I stuck with economy.
I spent the extra money I did.
I got blessed.
You got a free row.
First leg, terrible.
First leg was London to
Dubai.
Dubai.
And I knew it would be terrible because who flies to Dubai?
Yeah, you're right. And what is it, 6 hours?
Seven
with the girlies.
And I made a plan that I was going to sleep on the first leg and be awake the second leg because I was landing at nighttime.
Understood, yeah.
But the leg that I was going to sleep on left at 1 p.m.
Right,
on the Monday.
Yeah.
So not natural sleeping time. So I carb loaded at Gatwick Airport North Terminal.
Oh, you told me you were going to walk loads and that's what I was going to do.
No, Dubai was walking.
Right, okay, got you.
Carb loading.
What'd you have?
Two prep meals.
What are we talking? Did you have one of those
mac and cheese?
Oh, yeah. Yum.
And a hoisin duck wrap.
Good for you, girl.
Thank you.
Good for you, girl.
But then I got on the first flight and you know when you see the person who's sitting in front of you and you're just like, you're going to be trouble.
Oh, really? Who was it?
Just this guy.
Drunk?
Not drunk, just like he took space.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yep. Oh my God, yeah.
Immediately. Like he wasn't a big guy, but he just like, he owned an area.
Uh-huh.
And it felt like the air hostess was his air hostess.
Oh, yikes.
And if we needed anything or asked for anything, like it was his
no,
toilet.
No, the yikes is because it's steward now.
No, I don't know these things.
I'm fucking with you.
Well, why does she have a sparkly headband that said hostess with the mostest? That's mental. But we got in and as soon as it took off, he put his seat immediately fully back.
Dick, I'm
and
sorry.
And it was a full flight.
I come down very clearly on this side of the argument. If it's not sleeping time, like How dare you?
So I didn't put my seat back because I was like, it's not sleeping time because it's 1 p.m. and all these people are doing like a different day to
give
me.
Them
and I'm
a
aware
minute.
That I've got a different give journey. Them.
But also my feeling is like, honestly, if it's in the first half an hour, you're choosing violence. Like, just set yourself up.
Also,
read
look
a book.
Behind you. You've got a morbidly obese 6'1" woman.
Yeah.
Don't put it back. That takes out the table as an option.
Yeah.
That takes out any movement of the legs.
Yeah.
Like, if it's a child.
Go for it. Oh my God, cool. They don't need anything. Yeah, they're fine.
But then I got instantly calmed because I didn't say anything and I was really good. And the air steward.
Well done, you. Wow.
Not
feminism.
The one with the hairband.
Oh, a man.
When the food came around, asked him to put his seat up for a minute so I could eat. Because the day where you can't, when you're fully cramped in. But then the second leg, whole road to myself. The flight was so empty. Terrible for the environment. Amazing for baby Helen.
Yeah. That's heaven. And that was the longer one, presumably 13 hours.
Yeah, but I accidentally slept on it.
Oh, it happens. Listen, you got to take what you got. So I did...
Yours was wild.
16 hours to Perth.
So crazy.
And then 3.5 hours to Melbourne from there. I'll tell you what, it was ideal, actually. Because, well, first of all, there's no point in pretending that it's not much better. Premium economy just is much better. I've never done it before.
But what was like, is it just extra leg room?
So it's only two seats beside each other. They are probably like 1.5 the width.
Stop.
And then you've got loads of leg room and a little thing that pops out as a stool. So like a step you can put your feet on.
Yeah.
And they go back and you're given constant stream of offerings of booze and wine and water and coffee and
did
food and snacks.
Did you drink on the plane?
I didn't.
But I think that makes jet lag worse, mm-hmm. isn't it?
I didn't. But I had a peppermint tea. I had a hot chocolate. I had a jasmine tea. You know, there was just sort of constant
you went
stream
for
of
an
liquid.
Afternoon tea.
Oh, I had a full afternoon tea. But what was interesting was I felt because it was a sectioned off area with maybe 30 seats in it. With my OCD, I felt much less neurotic. I could only hear 29 people's coughing, breathing and coping. And that made me feel better, which is awful.
No, it's not awful. It's great that you know that about yourself. So you know to book
into it. And fewer people were using the loo. I don't know. I just did feel better about it.
Nice.
But also, Ellen did the research and I stayed up the whole night before. So that I could do exactly that, sleep for the first 8.
You're welcome.
I know you said, but you didn't have to have 3 days before. It's not like
Mexico.
You've
got to be proper tired.
But I was exhausted. So I was coming off a Soho run and then I stayed up, basically only slept 2 hours the night before. By the time I got to the airport, I was desperate for a sleep. By the time I got on the plane, I conked out immediately.
Great.
Slept for about, eight hours. But then really did manage to stay awake. And then when we got here, I was able to sleep. And I watched some gorgeous films.
Talk to me. What airline were you with?
Qantas?
Slight. Emirates, but we're in the same alliance.
Oh, are we?
Yeah.
I don't know that they're in what you'd call an alliance.
No, they're called Air... I learned about this in economics
One
AS
world.
Level. There's air alliances, right? I'm looking at Nathan. No, thank you. Straight man. They know their air alliances.
Don't gang up on me, people.
Americans know air alliances. This is one of their few masterminds. Not few. You guys are fucking killing it.
Yeah, what a good education system. No, they are killing it. And by killing it, we mean there's a gun problem.
Slay!
No, that's scary.
Vertical. Okay. I'll say this. I think the film selection I had was so whimsical. I went silly. Mm-hmm. And then I went to, I watched just Disney.
No.
And then I pivoted to Oppenheimer.
You didn't. That's a crazy pivot.
2 minutes.
Hang on, had you not seen Oppenheimer?
No.
And what did you watch pre-Oppenheimer? Which Disney?
Three, because I was napping, but
Talk
you know
to me.
I
which
like
ones?
Outside sound.
Yeah, which ones?
Okay, I start Finding Dory.
Oh my God, come on.
Because Dory is so cute as a baby.
Yeah, it's
fish.
True. It's true.
And then... Oh, God.
Is that the sequel?
I was sort of sleeping.
Is Dory a sequel or a prequel?
Sequel to Finding Nemo.
Got it. Yeah. I didn't imagine it was a sequel to
Fox and the Hound.
Yeah.
Underwater. And it opens with the Fox and the Hound just drowned up on the beach.
Jesus, Helen.
What a Disney couple.
So you're not any less dark in Australia.
I watched Onward.
What is that?
It's a really sweet one that no one really likes or didn't really get a big release. But it's about two boys whose dad has died, but he leaves them a spell that he can come back for 24 hours. And one of them never got to meet his dad.
Aww.
But the spell goes wrong. So they only get his bottom half, just his legs.
Huh.
And they're trying to complete it so he can meet him. It's I'm getting goosebumps.
Wow, okay. I watched The Holdovers, the Paul Giamatti film.
What's that?
Oh my gosh. So he's a teacher in a like posh boys private school and they...
In the UK?
No, in the States. And so they and the cook and a couple of the boys get left there at Christmas and it's about... And then some of the boys get to go home again. Then it's just basically two teachers, and the woman who runs the canteen and this boy left.
No way, that doesn't feel good.
It's actually gorgeous.
One boy
it's actually gorgeous.
With one male
it's
teacher.
It's actually gorgeous. Okay. And the cook's there most of the time. Everything's okay. It's not that story. It's
can
not
you
that
see
story.
How it sounds like
ah,
that story?
My alarm. It's not that story. It's not that story. I can see how it seems like that, but it's not. It's actually a beautiful story about like kind of like not having a father. It's a really lovely.
Like Dead Poets Society.
Yes, but less depressing than that. But a lighter touch than that. But yeah, it's good. A strong recommend. And also he's not like the teacher's not a good teacher. He's not like, oh, captain, my captain. He's like, ugh, what a jerk. You know that guy?
Really?
Yeah. And it's great. Really enjoyed
that. That's a good film. You watched
really
a good film.
Really enjoyed that. And then I watched Dumb Money. Paul
Dano? We have
Dano?
Such different film choices.
Yeah, it was about short-stopping the GameStop stock. And I really enjoyed it.
Say it again. Short-stopping
is that
the
what it's called? Short-stopping? Maybe I'm thinking of baseball. It's shorting the stock, basically.
What's so shorting stock?
It basically means like a whole bunch of big wigs in Wall Street are like...
Who don't actually wear wigs.
Gamble against the success of a company. Huh? They say they're like, they basically assume it's going to fail and they short the stock. You choked. You're choking. You're so she's so horrified by capitalism and the behavior of
one. I think I get the reference. Is it like Greed with Steve Coogan?
I don't know, the guy
that runs Topshop, like they buy high street shops that they know will fail, but then they can claim
yeah,
the bankruptcy
and get more
money
back. Yeah,
kind of similar
to that. But then what Wall Street people refer to as dumb money is when people who aren't experts on the stock exchange buy into a company. They call that dumb money. They always lose, which is incredibly offensive. Anyway, this guy, it was based on a true story. This guy believed that they were undervaluing and devaluing the stock.
Ooh.
And then got loads of dumb money to buy in.
Yeah, they did not cover this in Finding Dory.
They fucked with Wall Street big time. And it was so exciting. Yeah, so it has Seth Rogen. He plays a baddie.
I like Seth Rogen.
Yeah, has Paul Dano. Is that his? I don't know how to say his name. Has
Dano?
I don't know. It has Shailene Woodley.
I love her. She plays that dying girl in Fault with the Stars.
Yes, indeed. Yeah. Yes, indeed. And she's in Big Little Lies. Wow, is this good podcasting?
It's always good podcasting.
But here's the question. How the hell is Australia treating you?
But I have to tell you about Oppenheimer quickly.
I've seen it.
Okay. Do you know everything about it, though?
Yeah, don't want your hot takes.
Awful.
Yeah, really bad stuff.
Awful.
Really
bad
stuff.
Do not create a weapon of mass destruction.
I think that's a fair...
And this is to everyone listening. If you get an offer to go and make in any way a bomb, even if it feels like an exciting scientific thing,
yeah,
you will regret it.
Yeah.
You will regret it.
Yeah, you won't be able to live
craft.
With yourself. Craft. Do some
Knit.
Goddamn craft. Yeah.
Do some mindful colouring. There's other things you can make that
so
don't, because that killed so many people, Catherine.
Yes, Helen. We know.
Crazy.
Yeah, devastating.
I know. No, I'm saying that.
Really actively bad.
No, I found it devastating. Yeah, I'm having a good time in Australia.
Yeah? Okay, good. I'm so glad. Hey, what's your favourite thing you've eaten?
Oh my God.
I know. It's so hard. The food and coffee here is unreal.
I mean, it was so good to be reunited with the Golden Gay Time.
You love those, huh?
I love it. I brought one for you and Ellen to your hotel room.
Ellen loved it.
Because it's so insane.
It tastes
good.
Like tea and biscuits and an ice cream.
Yeah.
I thought it was nice.
Oh, it's crazy. You're crazy.
I thought it was nice.
I'm trying to think what the best food I had. That dumpling place, I know we went there separately. I went there with pets and then you went there with pets the next day.
The place with the trolley?
The lake place, Westlake.
Yeah.
Is it not good for veggie? I was thinking
it
that when I was
great
there.
For veggie.
Chloe was like, you have to bring Bohart. And I was like, I don't
what
know if Bohart will eat anything.
Yeah. It was fine. It was all right. I would say the places that I've had best food so far are brunch. Industry Beans. Fuck me. It's like a spa for coffee and breakfast. It's like all white. It's the cleanest place I've ever been. I absolutely loved it. The food was divine. And we went to a place called Blonde. Across from that, because we went to that public pool, remember? And it's just around the corner from there. Delicious.
But I came to the pool later because you got there at like...
Well, I got there at like 10 a.m.
To save towels for all the comedians.
And it turned out there were 480 seats and about 12 people at the pool. And I was like, guys, I got a seat. seats, and everyone was like, there's like 500 seats we could have. But I, yeah. And Ellen got sunburned because she wouldn't wear enough sun cream.
So, yeah, those poor little leggies.
I know. But annoyingly, it's turned immediately to tan, so she's learned nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing. British people are the worst.
Every food I've had is good.
I know, the food here is unreal.
I had this like chicken and prawn pie.
Sweet God.
But it was like from like a Vietnamese place.
Yum.
But the chicken and prawn was like the consistency of what would go inside of a dumpling.
Oh,
but inside of a flaky pie. And then I had what Fern described as a Chinese burger.
A dumpling pie.
I had a dumpling pie. It was so good.
Yum. Fern described as a what?
Like a Chinese burger. It was like spiced meat with like vegetables and spices, all sort of like squashed down into like a patty shape.
Yeah.
With like flaky puff pastry either side of it.
Fuck.
Noodle place that was really, really
good.
That
sounds unreal. Fern also gave me some sort of like Korean, it was like a lamington, but it was like a cross bun flavor. Fuck. It was incredible.
Have you had a lamington in Australia before?
No, are they good?
It's mental.
How are they so good? Why are they so nice? Why have I never had one before?
I'm guaranteeing you it's MSG.
Is it?
I reckon there's something going into
it. It's so delicious. It does taste like crap.
Because they're all like so obsessed with their Tim Tams. And I'm not saying I don't like Tim Tams, but they're just okay.
Yeah, I think they're fine. The chocolate here is quite bad, except if you're lucky enough.
Don't say that to an Australian.
They are, sorry. The chocolate here is bad. It's because they make it so weirdly so that it doesn't melt. But you know what chocolate's great?
Whittakers.
And you know what? The hogs keep bringing us Whittakers. Oh my God, favourite flavour you've had so far?
Peanut butter.
I think mine's actually the caramel.
I can't. What was her name?
Maybe it's the peanut butter.
This lovely woman and her mummy.
I know, they're all so good. But I can't believe how many hogs have travelled from New Zealand to here to see us perform. I actually can't. And the fact that hogs keep showing
they're
up.
They're lying. There's no way they have flown over just to see us.
But
there's
I don't care
no
if
way.
They're lying. They know exactly where to get me. Flattery, 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 baby.
Okay, we literally have to stop talking about food because I'm about to get so hungry. So tell me what your, tell me your favorite activity because we've done so much. Let's talk about all the others in the extra. What's your number one? I really hope it's my one.
Okay, because we will talk about the two things in the extra, one of which is the pool day and the other of which is the...
Boats.
The boats, both of which led to very sexual experiences for me, but we'll talk about that in the podcast extras.
You got wet before you even got in the pool, honey.
Well, what? And we both know I barely got in the pool. I don't want to exercise.
All of the lesbian comedians in Melbourne.
No, but seriously.
Just soaking from the waist down.
Yeah,
am I right?
The water level rose that day, but we'll talk about it in the extras for now.
You know, that's my favourite new joke of yours.
Thank you so much. And it's not even a new joke of mine. It's just a thing I said to you once and you lost your goddamn mind.
When you said it the first when we were on the rooftop and I was in the water with Chloe Pets and I was bobbing around like a baby with my we'll talk about it in the extras.
We'll talk about it in the extras.
It was good stuff.
Your boobs have been a big feature of this holiday. For now, if I may, I think you're right. Genuinely, my favorite activity was a surprise, a revelation. I didn't expect to have a good time. Helen organized for us as a gang to go bird watching because she knows what the lesbians like. And
I'm learning.
It was you, me, Ellen, Chloe Pets,
yeah.
And we had forms and that you made, which is unbelievable. And Helen printed off. Tell the listeners how you found these forms.
Oh, I mean, it's very simple. Okay, I was like, I want to organise them a day out because Catherine, like before we came, was like, we need to like plan all our days in advance. And I was like, let's just plan it the day before. And then I was like, you know what? She needs a schedule. So I was like, I'm going to take you on a day trip to go spot birds. And I wanted to see the botanical garden. So I was like, tick, 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 tick.
Yeah.
You like to walk.
Yeah.
And this all makes sense. And also it took you out the city so you can't get too stressed. Also, like, we've spoken about this before. Our Venn diagram is very tight to
it
see
is,
what we
is.
Actually enjoy yeah, together.
Where it's like, I want to keep moving. I want to tick things off.
Yes.
And you want to see cute things. And
I want to sit. I want to sit and like look and play
You also
Pokemon
want to
Go.
Point and shout.
Well, sometimes it's shout worthy.
It really was a perfect intersection of what we both
so
like to
I
do.
So I made you and the other little lezzies a little form.
You did. A little tick box form for all the bird sightings that we did.
Yeah.
But the fact that you went on and found this, it's like such a detailed, colored.
Well, I started making it myself. So there's 143 species of bird in Melbourne.
Yeah, but you made us a bingo card of some amazing ones.
So I chose 14 in the end, and it was like, oh God, it's going to take for a while to make and like get the right picture, because it's going to be like a really clear picture so you know what it is from all angles. And then I was like, oh, if I just log in as a special needs teacher in Australia, then I can get access to all their education resources, because I can say like I'm training to be a teacher here. So I signed up and obviously left before they took the money out of my account for a full month. So I just used the... Hello, I'm allowed to use resources. So I got, they had these bird watching bingo cards. And why is this so funny to you?
It's the fact that you thought of it. Like, I know your mom is a special education student.
Yeah.
So like, of course you thought of it. But the fact that we all loved it so much.
Yeah, of course you would. It's the perfect day out for a group of people who were tired and exhausted from doing a comedy festival. They were the perfect resources.
Just the crossover between children and comics is astonishingly bleak. It's astonishingly bleak.
But they were like, they had these sheets and they were like pictures of like the birds and the names of them. And I was like, and a tick box, which I didn't do perfectly in all of them. But then I sort of swapped a couple around because I really wanted to see an Australasian swamp hen.
So how like, gorgeous that was were they added when we in. Did?
Big fan.
Oh my God, they're gorgeous. So if you don't know, they look like a bit Google like moorhens, but with long black legs. And then they have a navy chest and a red beak. I didn't
but
know I
was navy that... chest.
Oh, like exquisite, like a royal blue. Mm-hmm. Really gorgeous. I didn't know I was into birds until we did this. The walk was gorgeous. The sightings were awesome. Joe's a natural bird watcher.
Chloe Pets. Mad.
Chloe Pets being good at spotting birds shouldn't be that like a... but like, wow. What a natural.
Can I say this? Good at spotting birds, but the offer to chuck a rock in a tree when it wasn't moving so we could see it was too hard, too fast.
Yeah, too hard, too fast, too common. Too often, I do agree.
Like, oh, wait, can you not see it? Can you not, oh, it's not moving. I'll chuck a rock. Anyone got a rock? Like, we didn't throw any rocks, obviously, but like...
Olga calls Ellen's style, what does she call it? Spy Kids? It's like she's serving
like
spy.
She's
serving Spy Kids, basically. And Ellen's Spy Kids motif really came into its own, because in that backpack, it turns out she has a different color pen for everyone who wants it. She was like doing special requests on stationery.
That's the thing. We went to the Botanical Gardens. By the way, if anyone does want to, is anyone going to Melbourne or is anyone who's local wants my sheet, I do have it saved as a PDF and
we
I would be happy
to send it.
Put it on
the Instagram as well. Really lovely. I'll tell you what, the rainbow guys were my favorite.
Rainbow lorikeets.
I loved them. There was a red tree full of these rainbow lorikeets sat in little gay pairs.
They were in little gay pairs.
I adored them. They are the most beautiful bird I've ever seen.
I wanted to see a kookaburra up close. I know we saw a few.
But they were so far away.
I want to see its little fat head.
I was seeing it from so much further away than you. Think how much taller than me you are.
Oh my God, that's like 10 feet.
I barely got a glimpse.
They've got little chubby,
little I know, little feathery heads. They're
and
so
they're just
squat.
So squat. And I'm going to put it in my mouth.
They were really cute. I liked them. And then we went to that...
And the pigeon. We saw that pigeon. The rock dove.
Oh,
remember?
Yes, the rock dove was nice. And what else did we see?
You saw a spotted turtle dove, but I didn't because I was looking at a tree.
I know, you were really mad about
it. It was such a funny tree, Nathan. You'd lose your mind. Right, what it was, oak tree, lovely oak tree, nice and big, strong, but had three branches that were holding into the ground. And Ellen told me that those branches go in there when it's not getting enough nutrients. So some of the branches grow down into the ground to suck it up.
Whoa.
Yeah. And it was nice to learn.
That's very sweet. Well, she was good to go.
It was such a good day.
And then I also liked the pastries that we had. They were delicious.
Okay. I really want to talk about how good the pastries you brought me.
That white chocolate filled Danish that somehow tasted of custard and vanilla and... Oh my God, it was fucking
stupid.
But salt, it also, oh my God, that
was
divine.
Flawless.
That was really, really good. The Nutella brownish, the brioche donut.
Oh my God.
Fuck, an excellent surprise. What a treat.
I went basic. I asked for almond croissant.
You regretted it, didn't you?
No.
Was it good?
It was up there with Toad.
Whoa.
In South London. And I don't say that easily.
I know
Toad,
you don't.
For me,
you love
like,
those guys.
I mean, we all know that the Toad almond croissant is superior for the whole of the UK.
Do you know what I'm desperate to get done here is my nails. I'm so excited because Fern Brady got her nails done at a place called Trophy Wife and I'm desperate to get them done on there. But also, I didn't realise...
Trophy Wife?
How gay is this?
Trophy Wife?
I know. How gay is this? She sent me a picture of her nails and it was a penis spaffing out some local flowers. But I'm so gay that I just thought it was a vase. So she sends me this picture.
How did you see a vase?
She sends me this pic and I'm like, oh, local flowers. How nice. And then 2 days later, I saw on her Instagram, it was a penis. And I was like, Fern, it's a penis. And she was like, you're so dumb. I'm so gay.
No, before we bring on our guest, can you quickly call it on your bisexuality? It is 100% time to call it. This whole like, I'm bisexual. Like, you have at some point.
If you can't pick a peen out of a lineup, it does beg the question, are you really? But I'm going to say yes.
Because it was such a penis. There was a bell end. Like, it was jizzy. Like,
I just thought it was
the
like
bend. Like, that was a cock.
It just never occurred to me that it would have been.
Do you know why? Because it was technically a flaccid dick and you've never seen one of those. Am I right? Because they're always rock hard around you.
Let's bring on our guest. Okay, wicked. Hey, she's the best fucking comic I have seen in years. We saw her the other night.
The best ever.
We saw her the other night and we have not been able to stop talking about it. I haven't been able to stop thinking about it. I keep quoting it.
I'm intimidated.
Oh my God. I'm not, like, I don't know how this woman isn't, I mean, she's incredibly famous, but how she's not on like everyone's radar. She is the best comic. It's the best set I've watched ever.
Yeah.
She's incredible.
I don't know what to say.
We are so lucky to have her here. Like, honestly, we're so lucky. Please give it up. Go wild and crazy for the wonderful Zainab Johnson.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Zainab, how the hell are you?
I'm pretty good. I'm great, actually.
Good.
Yeah.
I love that you have your bag on. It's really like, I'll decide about these women halfway through.
No, you know, it's the crossbody. That's it's the nice. Beauty of the crossbody cool. and the mm-hmm. fanny pack. It's like, it can go, you know.
It's cool.
Yeah.
But now that we've seen your set, I am worried you might be packing. I'm like, what's
that? That's hilarious.
I'm like, so why won't she put it down?
Well, you
yeah.
know.
Yeah. We saw your set the other night.
Yes.
Incredible.
We talked about it nonstop.
Okay.
It's the best half an hour of stand-up I've seen in years. You're incredible.
Oh, wow. That's
You're
wonderful.
Incredible. And
I have to know who you've seen. No, I'm kidding.
No one. In general, I don't like stand-up. I think it's cringe. You know what I mean?
I watched loads. And the last time I had that experience was probably watching Maria Bamford or Michelle Wolf at this festival in 2019. Wow. You're like another level. It was masterclass.
Oh.
And also it's so... Sorry, I'm going to start by being sycophantic.
It's okay.
But it was just so, like, everything is so well thought and so precise. You must be so diligent. But then it's so light touch. It seems like you're just like giggling at yourself and having a light time. And you're like, no one has this set and unravels that way.
Yeah.
Oh my God, it was so smart.
Thank
without thinking
you.
It through. It was just, do you feel incredible at your job?
No.
God damn it. If you don't, that's so annoying. Really?
I wish you had been with us when we finished watching you.
I don't feel shitty, but I feel that set that you guys went to, I knew that was a good set.
It was so
Yeah, good. I knew that was a good set. It felt good in it. Like I felt good. And there were some things that were firing off. Like even when I got off stage, I was like, oh, that's the first time I said that. That just came to me in a moment. And you know,
are you
like,
joking?
This is just no.
That's
this
so
is,
annoying.
Yeah, I knew it. That was like, annoying. It was too live.
Yeah, you felt so present with it.
Oh yeah, well that's how I am.
Yeah.
That's definitely how I am. But the night before that, I messed up a punchline so severely, but the audience doesn't know because they don't know the set. But I knew. I was like, I just kept it, you know, it's not taped.
No, it's not.
Yeah,
but, oh my God.
It's just fun.
My girlfriend who does sketch comedy and is a playwright, and I would say doesn't usually watch as much stand-up as I have made her, mm-hmm. and who I think at this point is like, I get it. You all have your little problems, please God. Was like, oh, it can be that good. And I was like, fuck you, man.
After watching you three nights in a row, she went to see Stan Up and John Kempista.
I didn't know I could like it. Right, Ellen. Oh my God. And also, she was there, you were there, I was there, and Rob Orton were there. So, very, like, I would say you don't know us that well, but like four very different creative minds who come at it from a different, very different.
I'd say you and me are very similar on stage.
No.
Just like composed. Like. I actually saw you at the 10 for 10 at the Max Watts, right?
And what did you think?
I enjoyed
similar?
It so much. No. Oh, no.
In all fairness, I was jet lagged and those two girls in the front row were too cute and they just made me angry.
I don't even think you have to justify it in any way. I thought that it was wonderful and it seemed very specific to you.
No, that's not.
No, it is. It really is.
No one can say you're not authentic.
Yeah.
No one can say that.
And you were funny. You went on late in the night. It's like, and we were supposed to do 5 minutes. And I think I was the only person that got off stage at 5 minutes. I felt like everybody else.
I did five as well.
You did five.
I came off and they went bang on.
Yeah. The nine people before you or whoever, because you were close to the end, right?
I was close to the end.
I felt like people were doing like 8 minute sets. And when you have 12 people, like 10 people on a show, it can feel,
that's rude.
That can be a lot.
Particularly in the first section. Like, don't run over in the first section. Also, it's an international festival. A lot of us have just arrived.
I know, we're exhausted.
And everyone who arrives in Australia is
jet-lagged. The host has done his time. And then they have like an intermission and he's doing some more time. Remember, he was like, I'm going to just keep going.
Yeah.
I think he said that I'm just going to forego the intermission because, or whatever they call it here, the middle break.
Mid-time party.
No, they don't. I'm
guessing. They've got weird names for everything. Let's take a fucking mid-time party break.
I was just telling my friend. I was like, because we were out with an Australian friend that I have. And I was like, I'm so sorry. I think our names are better. Like, I think what we call things are way better than what you guys call things.
Okay, give me an example.
What it was called, like, a cheese toasty? What's that?
Okay, we call it a cheese toasty.
What
is that
for
a grilled cheese?
We call it a grilled cheese. That sounds so much more appetizing.
Yeah, it does, to be fair. It does.
There were other things. Like, yesterday we were at the ice cream.
Cheese toasty feels like an overheated foot.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? It's like, ugh.
Then it was like a rock melon.
What's a rock melon?
A rock melon is honeydew. Doesn't honeydew just sound like something you need when it's hot and it'll
say honeydew.
It feels healthy.
A rock melon sounds like, am I going to be able to poo?
Yeah.
You will, but it'd be one of those ones that hurts, am I right?
No.
It sounds aggressive. Honeydew sounds like a color.
Yeah, it feels like a sweet little gal.
Yeah.
It really does. It feels like a nice lady. Hey, are you finding the audiences receive you differently here to how they do in the States? Like, do you think they get all your... Because I've had to go, you don't say those words. And also, this isn't a problem you have, but I obviously speak at the speed of light.
Yes.
And so they do follow me, but I can see they're doing their concentration faces. Like, everyone's brows a bit furrowed when I speak. Like,
do you think it's also an accent thing for you as well? Like... I feel like...
I mean, the three of us have accents, but I understand mine's red as an accent and yours is just red as off the telly.
No, but yours is like not in the popular culture as much, apart from like people trying to pretend to do it. It's like a sketch.
Okay.
Do you not feel
everyone
like the Dublin
knows who
accent?
Cillian Murphy is, but yeah, I hear what you're saying.
Yeah, but we know Cillian Murphy from doing films where he's playing Oppenheimer.
Yeah, I guess I wasn't in that film. Yeah, no, you're right. I do understand that mine is more specific and everyone does a sort of like... I say father. You guys say...
Father.
You say, what do you say?
Oh, for, you say father?
Yeah.
That would have, I would have been like, what?
Yeah, it's that kind of stuff where they're like on a lag. I'll have moved on to the next joke and they're like, oh, and it's tedious. But do you have that?
I don't think that that's happening. Although an Australian friend did come to my show and she was saying her and her boyfriend, there were a few things that they got like a second later.
Yeah.
You know, like, wait, what was the word that she said? I feel like, I don't know. I feel like I speak kind of slow, yeah. and I feel like it's very easy to understand.
You're unbelievably clear. Yeah. yeah. Also, you're very, it feels intentional, the words you choose.
Yeah.
Irish people will use 20 where you could easily use one.
One, okay.
I feel like you choose quite precise wording, so yeah. that makes it easier to
but
follow.
You come from a riddling culture.
I yeah. do come from a riddling
culture. But also,
a riddled culture.
I went and saw a comedian by the name of Nazim. I don't know his last name, but he's like a big act in Australia, Ooh. Like a grown act in Australia. Mm-hmm. He is Sri Lankan Muslim.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And he has a very strong Australian accent. And everything was delayed for me. I couldn't Holy even, it, I couldn't even laugh because I had to concentrate.
that's nice for yeah. him to look up and see you.
I was all the way in the back, but I was just like, I had to stay hyper focused.
Wow. That's impressively good of you. That's,
yeah.
Well, I'll just hold that in my mind. If someone looks like they're not having a good time, I'll be like, they are really going to enjoy this in a half an hour. But like, man, an hour after the show, they're going to be having a hoot. Yeah, it's going to be good. You are on stage.
Yes.
I think really interesting because you obviously look like a doll. Oh. You like look so sweet, like butter wouldn't melt. Okay. But then you're also talking about owning a gun. Am yeah. I allowed to talk about that on the podcast?
Sure.
Okay, great. And it's, I don't know why you seem, because maybe it's because you come across so reasonable.
Yeah.
I forget that you're saying that you own a gun. I'm like, seems reasonable. And then I come away being like, wait, what? No, I don't think I'm pro that.
Yeah. I mean, that's good. That's good because I hope that, I mean, I think I say that really early in a set, right? Like, it'd be really scary if I was like, I got a motherfucking gun, right?
Yeah.
I think that's like, yeah, so.
But it's such a mind-bending thing to come away being like, wow, she was amazing. What a nice gal. Hang on a second.
Our weapons are bad. Like, we do. Do you guys have the keys in between the fingers on the walk home?
I think that's the,
yes,
they that's are like keys, our that's
one.
What you mean?
Yeah. I don't think anyone's ever managed to fend someone off with a key.
Yeah.
But like that feels like yeah. our version of it.
Oh, we have mace. Mm. We have, I think.
I want to get maced so bad.
It's not
you have
legal
no
in the
idea.
UK, I don't think.
It, oh, really?
It's like a pepper spray, right?
Yeah.
I want to try it once.
It's not legal here either. Like I was going to actually bring it with me. and then I'm happy that I looked it up. I'm happy that I Googled it and it was like, oh no, it's not legal in
We Australia. Were really Googling different stuff ahead of the time.
What did you Google?
I was like, where can I see kangaroos? Are kangaroos in the CBD?
I mean, I know where you can see kangaroos.
Have you been?
I went last time I was here, we went to the sanctuary. We're probably going to go this week to the animal sanctuary. Yeah.
Cute, the Heelsville one?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, yeah. It looks
yeah.
so nice.
It looks yeah.
so nice. One where you can feed the kangaroos.
And the koalas.
I believe so, yeah.
Because
it's like out in the open.
Sydney.
Yeah. Yeah. That's yeah. Nice. The wallabies.
Oh my God, cute.
Yeah.
So cute. What's your favorite thing about Australia so far?
Meeting me. I don't know why I said that.
You set yourself up, girl.
Was it I don't know, like seeing me do 10 minutes?
I thought you only did 5.
Slay, Zainab, slay.
I think my favorite thing about Melbourne so far is like the coffee culture.
Oh my God, yeah.
It's I think amazing. that's the to me, that's the thing that speaks the most to me.
Are you yeah. not finding it a bit strong?
The coffee?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm loving it.
Okay, I am.
And
like,
I'm drinking it at night after the sun goes down, so.
Good Lord.
Yeah.
You're so impressive.
Yeah.
That is really impressive.
They're making it stronger here than everywhere else in the world.
What do you think?
100%. I've run into like 4 comedians who had to leave the conversation early because they were like,
stop it.
On the verge.
Stop it.
Of like, do you call it turtle heading?
Oh my God, please.
Like,
stop.
Like when you're shitting yourself? Yeah.
I haven't had that issue.
No, me neither. I haven't. I wouldn't have. No.
And I mean,
I'm definitely talking about other people. I've never. God, yeah. no. Yeah.
Are they also drinking tap water? Like,
yeah, I wouldn't water know. Tap? Yeah. Oh.
Are you not drinking tap water here?
Well, I think that's something I also Googled, like best water in Australia. And it was like right out the tap. I did not trust it. It's like.
Oh, interesting. Good for you. You seem like a wary person.
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing. first of all, when I let the water run in my hotel, it smells a bit chloriney.
Okay, that's a no. Yeah, you don't want to drink that. So,
Yeah, I'm just not going to take the chance.
Good for you.
With water.
Okay, I've been drinking the tap water,
which is why you've been turtle-heading.
I have. Okay, like I was
prairie dogging. Okay,
I had.
Do you say
one.
Prairie dogging?
I don't know.
You don't say.
How do you guys describe it when it's coming?
I know what you're talking about. What do we call
but like,
it?
What's the American term for it? You know, like not a wet.
You're looking at
head.
Your friend. Yeah. Like,
Aisha, like, do you have?
Aisha's like, I want nothing to do with this. Yeah.
No, I've been. Okay, there was one time.
Helen, no, you're not.
Day going. One, oh where I got in the lift and I was like. You know when your body goes like, we're close.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So you start like mentally, like same as like needing a piss on a night out. Like yeah, yeah, you're like, yeah. Oh, I'm at the bathroom. Then you see there's a queue, but your body's already like gotten to the mindset.
Yeah.
So Helen. I had it and I got on the lift to my building. I'm staying on the...
She's there. Just let it happen.
Yeah. Okay. Celebrate. You know what? Celebrate women's bodies and believe her. Okay. How about that for once? I was on floor 28 and I was like, got on the lift and I was like, here we go. And then like five people got in with all their different floors and I was just looking at them like... But I made it and that's what really matters.
That does matter. But this was all because of coffee?
Yes. Wow. 100%. It's the... like. I get like just like an Americano with a splash of like just a splash of milk.
Yeah.
And it's like it's hitting me different.
So I'm finding actually the opposite.
Me too.
Yeah, because I actually do have that experience when I'm in the States. Like coffee runs through me.
Yes.
It's like it's actually like just like a laxative. Like don't, you know, like whoa. If I if
but
I'm
it is a laxative.
Bathroom, yeah. Yeah. But here that's not happening.
Yeah, I think it's not happening milder. To me here. Yeah, I have found the same. I drink more coffee here.
Yeah, I'm finding that the taste is like, really sufficient.
I'm at risk every cough. I'd say at the moment.
Oh, Helen, okay, like, you went from no, I'm talking about other people to I can't cough.
I feel like it's important. Wow. I can cough.
You really told on yourself feel, just then.
Doesn't feel, say slay.
Slay.
Oh my God.
If you're an Australian listener, can you write in and prove? I swear it's.
I don't think it is, Helen.
There's something's happening here.
Yeah, something, but I'm not sure it's that. Hey, if you're drinking coffee at night during Ramadan, how are you sleeping?
I mean, it's happening. Like it's happening.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're getting some.
I'm getting some.
It's so impressive. When's Eid?
Wait, what?
When is Eid this year?
Oh, I think the 9th.
The 9th. Okay. So you're so close. You're so close. Okay. So amazing. Close. Gosh.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. It is hard. I we were in the car the other day with DOD and obviously Irish people do Lent, which is such an absolute piss poor attempt at self-control in comparison to Ramadan.
I mean, it's long. It's 40 days, right?
Yeah, but it's like, come on, what are you giving up? I was thinking of giving up like people give up like Diet Coke.
And, I know some like modern day lenchers who are like, I'm actually just going to not give up anything, but just be kinder to myself. And it's like, there are always people that have already been so kind to themselves.
Yeah, exactly. And he was saying that, in Ireland, a lot of the time people give up chocolate bars except
I was in a car with you
and that Bounty doesn't count because Bounty's kind of a fruit so people the sales of Bounty bars
coconut bar covered in chocolate
chocolate go up in Ireland
that
during
doesn't
Lent.
Count
anyway we were talking about this and then realized
technically it's a fruit
then realized Zainab was fasting we were like wicked all right and we'd already done our favorite restaurants the best thing everyone had eaten that day
but I love it I've lived vicariously through everyone for the entire day
damn you're good
it's
you're good
wonderful
I can't wait to see you on the 10th like in the queue at Loon I hope
I won't even be here anymore
oh wow
yeah you're my last us. Day yeah it's my last show day is the 7th
okay great you were like getting back to your very specific places that you want where do you want to eat first when it's over are you allowed to think about that is that unhelpful
well actually I might be a little bit bummed because I think I'm supposed to go to New Zealand from here just for like a quick holiday
that's exciting
yeah and so I was really looking forward to it but then my friend last night she was like oh New Zealand is kind of like in the past like she's like
no
they're like in like the 90s she was like so I don't know if you're gonna be able to get like the food that you like
disagree no,
I've not been but I watched Disney vloggers and two of them just went on a Disney Cruise Lines thing and then they took a P&O ship to Auckland and they said the food was amazing
right well that's not encouraging look at me
How's that not encouraging?
Disney adults' food taste doesn't scream.
You have no idea the quality of food at Disney. You have no idea.
You lost me at the cruise. Do you know what I mean?
Really?
Here's what I'll say. But also, I have no reference point to what their taste buds are. So it's
English. Like, they're from Bournemouth in the UK. So good. Nothing. Probably good.
No, that's bland as hell.
That feels judgy.
It's as judgy as the loose coffee.
We're like best friends, aren't we? I love how you physically turned to Catherine. Yeah. I'm just going to sit here for a minute and I'll like, hey.
Let me say this. There are a bunch of Kiwi comics here and they'll tell you where to eat. And a lot of them have great, like really, really good food culture. And I will also say that there is the chocolate here is terrible. Do you like chocolate?
It's so bad here. So I was like, I love peanut M&Ms. I really should not eat them because I have an allergy to both peanuts and chocolate.
No.
And so, it's like a guilty pleasure, peanut M&Ms. And yeah. I'm like, the peanut M&Ms taste different here.
Everything's bad here, chocolate wise.
To the point where I can't even get through, like I could go through a family pack of M&Ms. Yeah. But this, I'm like, I'm just going to eat a few.
Yeah.
And then I'll save them for the next night.
Oh God.
Yeah.
Yikes.
And I can't pinpoint. We had a chocolate chip cookie.
Yeah.
And we didn't call it nasty, but as soon as I've been into it, I was like, this is different.
And I'll tell you why.
And we couldn't figure it out.
It's because they're worried about the melting. So they want it to be longer life. So they don't use the same things. They keep it more coagulant and it just tastes bad.
They put an ingredient in the chocolate milk. So it won't melt in the shops.
It's something I could not figure it out, but I knew it was something.
So when you go to New Zealand, get Whittaker's chocolate.
Okay.
It is.
They do a peanut butter bar.
Unbelievably good. Really? Oh my God. Okay, Zainab. I can't wait. It is so outrageously good. So there's that to look forward to. But yes, the food is good and you're going to be fine. Also the seafood there. And also they are a real dairy culture. Like they will have lots of. Do you eat beef? Do you eat like
no?
Okay, so that's not going to work.
That's probably why she was. I'm always.
Do you eat lamb?
No, but she. I'm always looking for leafy greens and vegetables.
You're going to be fine in New Zealand. Okay, yeah, okay. It's going to be good. Yeah,
I don't think you would have the same taste as people from Bournemouth then.
No, intentionally eating vegetables.
You said it's like you put so many words together that were trigger words. It was like Disney cruise, taste. It was a lot.
What's wrong with Disney and cruising?
And when we're talking about food,
yeah, it's a buffet. It's a world buffet.
another trigger word.
How is buffet a trigger word?
I'm traumatized by the last 5 minutes of what you contributed.
It's so funny because usually people are traumatized.
Oh my God. My favorite comedian just said they
finds you traumatizing. Yeah, it's tough.
I need to work on myself. I keep saying I'm going to do it 1 year. But each year I'm like, I'm fine.
Say how you are.
Did you think?
But don't give food recommendations to a woman who's fasting because they're not. If she's like, I could do without, that's bad.
Are we going to just, like, American food isn't flawless either. I went to, what's it called? Cancun. Not America, I know that, but
a good
close.
Starting point.
but I want them to know that I know that it's not America. Right. It's Mexico, okay? But I went to an all-inclusive there because me and my friend are like, I wonder what the like Mexican version of all-inclusive is. Because we were like, I bet it's just Americans. And I was enchanted. Okay. The buffet there, everyone was losing their minds. I usually lose my mind at a buffet, but everything tasted like fridge. But they did not mind.
They did not mind because, first of all, everybody knows that all-inclusive, you're getting the worst American food. Anybody that has any good taste always leaves the all-inclusive and goes and finds themselves where the locals eat and gets that. So that's they're trying to appeal. This is what happens when you go to an all-inclusive, especially where you don't have to cross water like Cancun, right?
That's it. Last 2 days of our trip, we went there.
Yeah. So from the States, you don't have to cross water, right? So there's a lot of people in the middle of the country. That's where they're going for their vacation and they're trying to get the most bang for their buck.
If they're like Kentucky.
If they're not in Cancun, they're on the Disney cruise. So when you said Disney cruise, I got the fridge.
Tell me about white people without saying white people. This is fun.
I'm very white.
Loving it and they're getting, it's like you're getting all you can eat. Yikes. Let me tell you what will never be good.
Okay.
And all you can eat.
Yeah.
Okay. You say that. Have you heard about, what's it in America? Golden Corral.
Yes,
Golden Corral.
I know exactly.
Have you heard about it?
Yeah. What is that?
I've watched a YouTube video.
Yeah, what is
Charmed?
Charmed. Listen.
Enchanted.
Yeah. Go.
You pay.
Eat your heart out.
Oh my God. They've got like You can do anything there. There ain't no rules in the Golden Corral.
Yeah.
You can put gummy worms in a burger and they'll literally clap you.
Yeah. I don't want that.
I think it's the most beautiful place of all time. Yeah. There's one in this place I really want to go to called Daytona Beach.
It sounds like rock bottom.
They say they have all you can eat, but the one thing that people get there early for that they do run out of, the snow crab legs.
What is a snow crab?
The snow crab legs, because it don't matter what, you don't know what a snow crab is?
No.
It must be a crab from the snow or something.
It's a really big crab. And so the snow crab legs are the really big ones. Yeah.
Whoa.
Really, yeah. It's a type of crab and it's a big, and the legs are really big.
I don't think I want to have to.
And so they're very meaty.
It feels like
they're popular. It's very popular, but it's like you can't, snow crab, especially now with inflation, it for like a pound chain, do the metrics. I don't know that.
Yeah. We know what a pound is. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like probably $100 where like some years ago it might have been like $20 for a pound of snow crab legs.
Gosh,
I'm going to go there.
That sounds like a lot of stress.
Yeah. Do you not like Disney World then? Just out of curiosity.
Oh, I went with, I did take my nieces.
It's always a child.
Nieces.
People usually bring children.
Yeah, they came to visit me in California and we went to, and we had a really good time.
Aww. Yeah, it's the most magical place on earth.
But we did not eat there.
Why?
Correct. We had food right before we got there. We went and then we brought our food. And then when we left, we got food outside because my nieces also have really good taste.
Oh, that's savage.
But the food you ate, was it shaped like Mickey Mouse?
It was not.
Well, you missed out.
But my niece did get a little cap with the ears on it.
Yes! I've got some of those.
Yeah. Do you have a lot of nieces and nephews?
I do, like probably 20 or more at this point. Because, you know, I have 12 siblings, so.
Zaina.
Wait, did you not know that?
No.
Oh, it's in the first hour.
God, that
the
is
one
the
that's
most
on Amazon?
Yeah.
That's incredible.
I need to get a VPN.
You got
to
get a VPN. That's incredible.
It's available in the UK.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, we suck. We suck. We'll watch that later. You have 12 siblings?
Yeah.
Who's your favorite?
I don't have one favorite, but there are a few that I really, really like. Like, even if they weren't my siblings, I really like their personalities.
Wow, that's harsh to the others, but I respect it.
It is what it is.
It is what it is.
And I'm sure I'm not the favorite of some people.
You couldn't be 13 and all get on like you.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, yeah. And what's the age difference?
Like 22 years.
Holy heck.
Between the youngest and the oldest. Yeah.
Fair play to your mother.
And where do you fall?
I'm the fifth from the top.
Sick.
Okay, yeah. Interesting.
Sick.
Why sick?
Just because I'm middle as well, and I just like things up on dust.
How many in total?
Three.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Not really
so, like,
the same.
But like you and me, just like same thing. Do you know what I mean?
We're so much alike.
Do you not? I think so.
But Helen's
exactly the same on stage.
I had a girl after my show, and she was like, "Everything you're saying is my life. It's because we're the same. So what? Okay, so with a man. Okay, so what you're saying? I didn't really know. I tried my best to be like, there are some similarities and I'm happy that I have given you representation.
Yes.
But
also please stop sitting so close to me.
But also just we're different people.
Yeah, and that's okay.
And you've seen me in a half hour capsule. Girl. Yeah.
Did not read the message I sent you. I did not. I didn't say that.
Okay.
Brooklyn, Queens, me, Fleet, Northeast Hampshire. Like,
yeah, it's the same. We get listener problems in.
Okay.
What kind of advice giver would you say you are?
I think I give good advice.
And what would you say what kind of advice giver would you say your friends say you are?
I'd say that I'm the person, don't come to me if you just want to hear what you need to hear.
Mm-hmm.
I'm
the person. I was literally about to say that.
That if you want the truth, if you want the truth.
I have friends in the corner. Like,
and you want something like logical and reasonable, but also I will still lift you. I'm not going to be like, okay, here's the truth. You know, F you and what you stand for. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's still going to be like, because you
deserve better.
Yeah, yeah. But it's like, if you don't want it, then how can I give it to you? You know, it's like,
okay.
Painfully honest.
Oof. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, do you love you?
Oh,
yes.
Oh, God. Oh.
But with love. Wow. You know, like, And I'll ask a lot of questions to try to get you to arrive to the conclusion, you know, like, do you think
what did you study?
Math and education.
Okay, yeah.
You know, yeah. Like, do you think that, like, this is specific to you? Or do you think, like, most people have, like, you know, intruded upon your time? So maybe it's something that you need.
I feel attacked. Okay. All right. Okay. Good to know where we stand. All right. But I think this is going to be helpful because you come to me if you want to hear exactly what you want
to hear. Oh, my God. I'm sorry.
I don't mean to be, but I'm such a people pleaser.
No, I'm really good at advice, but Catherine's is like, yeah.
Do
you think it's helpful?
No, not at all. And
it feels good sometimes, though.
No, but I think I've been burned a few times.
Okay.
I've really gone in, you know, on like a breakup or like I've really been like, okay, all right, good. Yeah. We're doing this. Good. You deserve better. Okay. And then I've been like, oh, you're back together.
Yeah. Oh, you know what okay. So you have to let go of all of that. You have to let go of the judgment, mm-hmm. right? But when someone comes to you and they still have like this repeated, like kind of like, not loving towards themselves, but self-love behavior. Yeah. I'm just going to call it that, right?
Yeah.
Then what you do is you just listen. You listen openly, but you don't give any advice because they're actually not coming to you to hear what you have to say. They're coming to you to unload.
So when you use those phrases like "that sucks" or like "oh, how annoying,"
you don't even have to do that. You can be like, "Oh, wow, is that what that's what happened?" Oh, okay. And then what? Just be like an active listener. And then, so how do you feel? They're not coming to you for anything. They just need to get it out.
How do you feel?
Yeah. So how do you feel about, okay, so what do you think you're going to do? And I'm on the edge of my seat.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
The problem is now I'll end up doing your accent.
Yeah, but like, I just think it's like, I think it's like in your accent, it sounds amazing. Like, what are you going to do? But I think like,
what do you think you're going to do?
And it sounds a bit like panicking. Like, and I love that the American accent can carry that. But I feel for us, like, if you, Catherine, say, oh, wow, with no judgment.
Oh, wow.
You sound frightened.
Oh, wow. And then what? Then what? What next?
This might be an American thing. Okay. I think.
Oh, I love it. I love it. And then, no, I'll work on it. Okay, let's have the problem. I'm excited. I've just seen what your cap says. It's amazing. Inshallah.
Inshallah. Yeah.
Nice. Okay.
This is from X.
Okay. Like Twitter?
From, yes. Are you on X?
Yeah. I mean, sure.
I left it.
Oh. Wow.
Just want everyone to know. I'll come back when I need to sell our next tour. But hiya.
Hiya.
You answered my question a little while ago about sweating in the gym.
No, oh, no, we're not doing this one. We're doing it from W. And that's okay. That's what an editor's for. That's all right.
Well, we usually have Andrew here who reads it. So this is
you
me.
You can do this.
Okay,
do
I can this. Read. It.
This is your chance to prove it.
From W.
Yes. Hi,
there we
W.
go. Hi, W. Hi, Hogs. Over 15 years ago, I made a friend at college. I was in my early 20s and I was quiet and shy. She was loud and dynamic, so she often decided what we were doing and generally took the lead and bossed her friends around. She sounds amazing. She moved over. Please be respectful. She moved overseas after a couple of years and we had very little contact. About once a year, she would call me and tell me all about her life. She never caught me up on the past year. She always jumped straight into the detail of her life and seemed to assume I knew everyone she was now friends with and everything about her work. I never thought about her outside of these calls and no longer felt close to her, but she sent me gifts, often called me her best friend, and she missed me very much. Mm-hmm. Following this. During the pandemic, she moved back. Mm-hmm. I have developed into a more self-confident person now, but she treats me as if I am the same meek 23-year-old. Mm-hmm. She still tends to boss me around, and having returned after many years, she seemed to assume I would be available to her at all times like I used to be. I have a partner that I would prefer to spend time with and lots of friends and interests which keep me busy. More to the point, I don't feel very connected to her and I don't know whether I even like her that much. Eesh. I don't want her to, but I don't know how to respond or how to handle this. We'll figure that out. Okay. I have so far used avoidance and delay tactics, but she is very good at making direct requests and she is incredibly persistent. Okay. I don't respond to her messages for days and give her non-committal answers, but she won't take a hint. I don't dislike her terribly, but she's not someone I would choose to spend time and energy on. Or she doesn't seem to want the kind of genuine conversation and connection that I enjoy with my friends. A few messages are one thing, but I really don't want her coming to stay with me. How do I break up with a friend who hasn't done anything terribly wrong? Best,
W.
You got so your mood changed through the reading. It really did that. Yes. Yeah. You were like, this feels like me. Oh, wait. Oh, no. Is somebody breaking up with me? You had an entire journey.
Because I also moved away. Yeah. I moved abroad and then came back to like my home area. Mm-hmm. My God.
I mean, that's clearly you're not W, it's not you about know, you. But you can tell you identify closely and then you realize like this might not be what I want to identify with.
Do you not think I'm also a really good sight reader? Like, hello?
That was fucking brutal. Yeah, I don't know that it was a complex text, but yes, you read W's words very well. What do you think she should do about breaking up with her friend Zainab,
who hasn't done anything terribly wrong? I think like W wants to be super clear with that. This is not a bad person. This is someone that they go on.
I think that W is actually not super clear on what she wants.
Mm-hmm.
Because she's like, I don't dislike her terribly. You actually don't know her and she does not know you.
Yeah.
Because a lot of time has passed and she seems like the same person to you and you may seem like the same person to her. Mm-hmm. And I think that you can actually stop her. You can be as direct as she is being and have a clear conversation with her. And then maybe the new yous can get to know one another and then decide, oh, I gave this a chance and I actually am sure I don't like you and I'm not interested. Yeah. And then you can just say, hey, you know, I know that we had this connection. I've had that happen to me time where you outgrow, where it's not even like a drastic personality change, but you just outgrow friends, you know, from the past.
But I feel like you don't have to break up with those friends because you do, like I've had it happen. Like people I was super, super close with because we were like working together or we were just like in the same phase of life. And then you sort of go, like there's no actual breaking up a friendship. It's just a slow,
if it happens for both of you, but that's not happening for both of them. She's going this way and she's saying wait
coming
right
coming.
Yeah,
I'll decide where we're going. I'll get the door. I feel like she has done a lot of the avoidance and the delay, the things that she said she can't take a hint.
Like,
that
she's done all the stuff like not responding immediately.
She's probably saying the same thing. She's like, I keep reaching out, she's not taking a hint, I'm interested.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know? Yeah. Have you ever broken up with a friend?
Yeah
me too.
Yeah,
I haven't.
Helen thinks it's the worst thing ever, but I have, and I think
I couldn't do it. I do think
a generous read would be to say there is scope here to go, hey, actually, you are presuming a level of intimacy I don't feel.
Yeah.
Not because I don't like you, but just because we don't know each other that well. Yeah. And I really feel like you're not asking me any questions about me. I'd love to get to know you slowly, gently, as a new friend.
Yeah.
But if you can't do that, I understand. But I also, and I think that's the nicer, kinder thing to do, and you'll feel better about yourself. And then you can say, actually, this isn't working out. But I know that I, in my heart of hearts, would just be like, yikes, I don't like how you're treating me.
But even if that is the case, she still can say that very clearly.
Yeah.
Like, hey, I just wanted to talk to you real quick and let you know, like, I know you've been inviting me and like, welcome back and I wish you all the best, but I'm not really interested in it. Actually doesn't feel good. Like the way you know, it's not really working for me. I know that I allowed that in the past, but I'm a very different person. So I just wanted to wish you well. And you know, either way, what you're doing is also not okay.
Yeah, I do.
Of
agree.
Being avoidant and being, it's like, why does she need to take a hint when we can just communicate clearly?
Yeah. Yeah.
And that is very hard for people to do because you have to.
I am a natural ghoster, I feel like.
Which is so like, interesting because your personality is so out. You know, we would think that you.
But I'm loud, anxious. I'm not like.
Confrontational.
Yeah.
But I don't like confrontation, but I have found that it is. I think that's what I've realized over time is that there isn't actually a kindness and avoidance that we think
there isn't.
And it's not for them. It's for you.
Yeah.
What's crazy is you think it's for you, but you're actually showing yourself no self-love. Like, imagine being annoyed over and over and over. Like, she's trying to hang out with me again when you could have just honored yourself.
Do you remember when I was like trying to break up with the friend that we were talking about before?
Yeah.
And I've done a 4-year slow slow step
no.
away.
No, no.
And finally, I'm off.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a good 4 years, though.
I do think it's hard, though, because I do think, I will say this, I do think women in particular are trained to appease the feelings of other people and to take responsibility for the feelings of other people. But I will say this, somebody said this to me years ago after a breakup. I was like feeling so guilty about where I'd sort of left that person in life. Mm. And someone said to me, she's like, it is the height of arrogance to assume that somebody can't get over you.
Mm-hmm.
And quite similarly, I think you have to trust that this person, absolutely, it sounds like she'll be hurt, but it is silly of us to assume that she won't have other friendships and possibly True. Even be freed and given energy back yeah. to spend on people who do want that level yeah. of friendship.
She like, might be like, oh, okay.
Yeah. Or she might be like, oof, that hurts. And then in a year be like, actually, I'm really glad I stopped chasing that because then I went and found my people.
Yeah. True.
Yeah.
Like, I do think it that honesty is the only policy.
Catherine,
in
this that's
regard.
Such a nice way of thinking about it. Like, you're giving them like the, hey, like,
put
go,
this somewhere
go find
else.
Your people.
Yeah.
Like, thank you so much for the energy you're putting on me. But like, it's definitely like better place somewhere else.
Yeah,
and
totally.
Then you can see it as a gift.
Yeah. Totally. But I'm also like, I do believe in like, giving a person the opportunity to meet you where you are.
Yeah, I think that's the good first step.
You know, and if they can't meet you there, then it's a very reasonable choice to be like, okay, and it's a no for me.
Mm-hmm.
But like, she's assuming a lot, you
yes.
know? Like, it's like, you've never, she can't correct behavior you never made her aware of. So she's been Oof. Leading and she's been doing all of these things and it was okay in the past.
Mm-hmm.
And then she calls you, you know, once a year and she sends you a birthday and you've never corrected the behavior.
Yeah.
So for her, mm-hmm. she may not know it's wrong.
And
so give her the opportunity. And then if she doesn't do it, then it's like, all right.
And also it genuinely seems like when you were younger, maybe that did serve you, right?
Yeah.
Like if you were meek, sometimes it's nice having like a person who takes the lead. I love going places with Helen because sometimes I want to step back and like sit back.
Yeah.
And she is an icebreaker.
Yeah. I took
and
them bird watching.
But that is like, but I can go to a
bird.
Oh, bird.
But
yeah.
I can go places with Helen if I'm feeling quiet because I'm fine. Like, and that yeah. is, but that is like, if I then want to go somewhere and go, actually, hey, like, I need space too to like to show off or whatever yeah. it might be. We have that kind of relationship.
I always want to be by myself anyway, so it's perfect.
Yeah, she's ultimately pretending.
I'm just pretending when I'm out and about. I'm having this a panic attack the
this
entire
has
time.
Been so good though, because occasionally, well, a lot of the time we'll have British comics on and we'll ask them for their advice and they'll be like, oh gosh, but it's so good.
You can't break up with
America. No, but what I mean to say is Americans have all been to therapy, so they're like, here's what you do. And I love it. It's so freeing.
Boundaries.
Yeah, it's so nice.
Gaslighting.
How did you learn to honor yourself?
Boundaries.
Yeah, you got
American words.
All the lingo. How did you learn to honor yourself?
I don't know, honestly. I don't know, but I know that I like to feel good and I'm very aware of when I don't feel good.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like, I mean, maybe it is like the logic in me. Maybe it is the small part of me that has always had like a knack for like math. It's just like, this is not adding up.
Interesting.
You know, like I can identify the problem so that I can get to the solution.
Whoa.
You know, but it seems to me like I'm also
a level of reason we don't
feeling
have
feeling like a disgusting poo and people treating you badly, because then it fulfills your destiny that we're in all cretins.
Well, here's the thing too, this different from my life than most people's lives. I am naturally socialized, being the middle kid of so many kids, mm-hmm. where a lot of people aren't.
Thank
so
you.
I have all my life, even when a kid goes to school, when they come home, that may be their resting place. But for me, it's like I'm still dealing with multiple personalities and appeasing, pleasuring, and not like I'm dealing with that all the time.
Well,
and so it's socialization on a level that most people don't have.
Yeah.
No.
And so it's like, all right, well, if I'm dealing with this literally 24 hours a day, I'll have to save myself.
Yes.
I have siblings who don't save themselves,
yes.
and they're very different than
they're
I am.
Tired.
But it's like I can choose to let this, you know, consume me, or I can decide to save myself.
Wow.
So I guess that's just where it's from. It's like fight or flight, really.
Fair play. That is so interesting. I think I'd never thought of myself as like as somebody who isn't saving themselves, but I do think, yeah, I think I will put other people's needs ahead of
you break up with friends, you're amazing at it.
I will do it to a point, and then I get to a breaking point and go, okay, actually. And sometimes that point isn't even reasonable. I'll just be like, I'm done. This is the last thing, and then I'm out.
I was like that too. I would take a lot, mm-hmm. and then it would be a straw. But when the back broke,
yeah.
it's like now I am unhinged and I am saying things that are, it's kind of like, oh, wow, well, I could have just been like reasonable and said it, you know, but now I don't care about your feelings. It's going to come out in the worst possible way. And I saw how that was making people, because that would happen even when I wasn't trying to end a friendship. It's just like, I'm tired of this
yes.
pattern or this behavior. Yeah, and so yeah. it's like, I go from like, to like crushing you, yeah. you know? And it's like, ooh, that's now it seems like an overreaction,
yeah.
you know? So yeah. I think it's just.
You found balance.
Yeah. I'm into awareness in a way that might be unhealthy almost.
Awareness of what specifically? Just awareness of how someone else is feeling and how you're coming across.
Not really how someone else is feeling, but what I'm doing.
And like
how,
checking in with yourself.
Yeah, and how I'm feeling, how it seems like the other people are, you know, like I'm mm-hmm. constantly reading the room. I think that comes from being a comedian as well. That like,
I think it might be the way around with you. You know, I think you might just be very good and aware, and therefore you are a good comic.
Maybe. I don't know.
I think being able to see if someone's feeling left out, to make sure everyone feels like welcome in the space, everyone's comfortable in the space. I think it is a comic thing, because you go on stage and sometimes you're like, oh, these people are really up for it, and because they're so up for it, these people feel a bit left out, or like something's happening here, or like someone doesn't feel that comfortable. I bet they were told to sit in the front row and like,
yeah, but you do. Also, it's like not about fixing. Just because I can identify, just because I have an awareness for something, doesn't mean it's my job to handle it. So sometimes I'm very aware, like, oh, this person is anxious, but that is on her to. That's not for me to do it.
If
you're watching the video on YouTube, that felt like incredible.
It's your anxiety.
Unfortunately, I was like scratching my arm at the time as well.
Helen, you need
this. Your
anxiety
is not my
problem. Yeah, that is for you. But I've identified it, so now I know that that's a variable in this equation.
Wow.
You know, but it's like,
I
feel like a day in your brain would be like going to the pool for a day. Just like, I feel like I'd be really rested. It sounds very peaceful.
There's a lot happening.
There's
in
duck
there.
Feet underneath yeah, there. Okay. Interesting. Yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah, yeah, interesting.
Yeah, yeah. I can't believe that's the first equation reference we've ever had on Trusty Hogs.
It's because we never invite
anyone that can do math.
Anyone logical on here.
2 + 4.
Make it harder.
I was going to say 2 + 2 and then I was hoping the answer before.
You gave yourself. Oh, God.
We've got to wrap it up.
We've okay. got to, Zayda. You've been amazing.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. You guys, you ladies are such a treat.
You're so nice. Hey, here's my question. What should people watch? They can see you on Amazon.
They should watch my special. Both things that they should watch are on Amazon.
Yes.
My first 1 hour special is called Hijabs Off. It is on Prime. It's only on Prime. It's not like you can buy it from Amazon. Fine. You have to be a subscriber of Prime.
Okay.
Awesome. Also, a half hour comedy that I'm on. We're in the third season. It's called Upload. It's from the creator of The American Office.
I love The American Office. Yeah. Could you tell?
From that,
just from the vibe.
Now, yeah. Definitely. So watch that.
Yes.
I told you that I'll be coming to London.
I'm so excited.
In the fall.
I'm so excited.
Are you actually coming to London in the fall?
Yeah.
I'll be there for like a week, I think.
Where are you playing? Do you know?
I don't want to get it mixed up.
That's fine. It's fine. Our listeners all love comedy. Loads of them go to watch comedy in London. We'll be going to see Zainab in London.
100%.
We will remind you of her show when it's on sale in London.
Thank you.
And more importantly, if you follow her on Instagram, then you will see when she's coming to London.
Exactly.
I would say this is one of those situations where, you know how on our show we'll say buy tickets. With Zainab, I'd say buy the tickets immediately the second you see it or it will sell out. Yeah. Which is kind of a big deal. And and also she's
do you want
so
to take
good.
You out for food so in London? Hello.
No.
In London,
I'm either gonna go find
like, I know that I can go to any hole in the wall Indian place.
Yes,
and
that's
gonna
be
fine.
Yeah.
I'll probably travel to like Brixton for some good Caribbean food.
I live so close to that.
But yeah, that's usually those are like.
Oh,
my
you've
go-to.
Been before.
Yeah.
That was spoken like a real.
I did an intensive at RADA.
You're
coming back on it in autumn and we're going to talk about that then. Okay, you have to come back on the podcast
now. If you drop Prada at the end.
Oh, I did.
It was just like a summer intensive.
How funny is it that I was like, are you finding anyone struggling to understand your accent? You're like, well, my diction is perfect.
It's not,
though. I did an intensive at RADA.
My diction is not perfect at all, but I also don't care. I think there's the freedom in like, they'll catch up.
I am obsessed with this.
As if you dropped RADA. Okay, we'll see you in the fall. Okay. Zainab Johnson, everybody!